Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen, and today we're reading Job 8 through 10. So now we move on to the second counselor on the scene, Bildad. His perspective is that Job should repent of his wrong. I'm including a link about Bildad the Shuhite, and this is from that. Bildad's and his friends' speeches are an example of how people often view suffering from a human perspective and assume that suffering is always the result of doing something wrong. It sometimes can be. In the end, Bildad and company discover that God had allowed Job to suffer as part of his divine plan and that Job was not to blame for his trials. Be sure to check out Job 9:33. If only there were a mediator between us, someone who could bring us together. Did anyone else want to jump up and down and shout, "We do have a mediator. His name is Jesus." Wait, am I the only one jumping up and down and shouting? Well, I always was a little on the dramatic side. That's my theatrical background. But seriously, when I see that word mediator and I think about all the Old Testament characters and how they didn't have that, it kind of makes me sad. We do have that. We think we go through a lot of suffering, but we get to do it alongside Jesus. Jesus is alongside us in all of our suffering. What a blessing, right? And don't just take my word for it. Be sure to read today's My Daily Walk. Throughout the Old Testament, there was never one who could fully heal the breach between a holy God and a sinful humanity. To do that would require a man to be God and God to become a man. Job lived during a period of history when a perfect and sinless mediator was unknown, the one who alone can bring God and humanity together and restore that lost fellowship is Jesus Christ. Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior and mediator before God? He is waiting to bring you to God and to settle the sin problem that has estranged you from Him. Will you let Him? I pray that those questions can be answered in the affirmative. And if not, please reach out to me or a pastor or a trusted friend or mentor to chat. And if you're ready, turn off this podcast and do it right now. You simply tell Jesus that you're ready to die for yourself and to live for Him. Make Him your Lord and Savior. That's what you do. That's it. I promise you, it's that simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. And I usually wait until the end of a book to share the Bible Project's overview video, but this book is typically just creates a lot of questions, so I'm sharing it now in case it helps. There's a link to the Bible Project overview video on Job. Tomorrow is Job 11 through 14. Happy reading! This episode is made possible in part by Arkansas Filter. Arkansas Filter has been serving the state of Arkansas for over 40 years. They sell and service a full suite of commercial, industrial, and residential filters. They are also one of the largest suppliers of UV lights, gates, belts, and HVAC chemicals and cleaners. They partner with HVAC and engineering firms to provide a variety of services and pride themselves on customer service both during and after the sale. For more information, go to arkansasfilter.net, and of course, we've included a link in the podcast description.